So for the next while, we'll be talking about prophecies directed at the kings of Yehuda over a few generations. Sometimes it's said in the presence of the king's men. And it's pretty harsh. Okay, so let's go through chapter 22. So said Hashem to Yirmiyahu, go down to the house of the king Yehuda and speak to them the following thing. Ve'amarta, you should say, hear the word of Lord, king of Yehuda, who sits upon the throne of David. You and your servants and your people who come through these gates. Ko amar Hashem, so said God. Do righteousness and justice, and deliver the robbed from the hand of the exploiter, and do not mistreat the stranger, the orphan, or the widow, by shortchanging them, by causing them pain. Do not extort, by compelling them to sell property against their wishes, and innocent blood do not shed. Ki masot hasut hadavar hazeh, for if you perform this matter of justice and righteousness, then kings sitting for David upon his throne, because these are all descendants of King David, will enter through the gates of this house, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. Basically, it will be good. Ve'im lo tishmu, if you do not follow the words I've told you, I swear, says God, that this house will become a ruin or will be destroyed. For so said Hashem concerning the house of the king of Yehuda, you are like Gilad to me, which is a beautiful region, as precious as the summit of the Lebanon mountain range. You're beautiful. And yet, will I not render you a wilderness, uninhabited cities? I love you, but I will still destroy you if you don't do what needs to be done. I will summon destroyers against you. Each man with his weapons, they will cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. Afterwards, many nations will pass by the city, and each man will say to his neighbor, for what did Hashem do to this great city? That's one of the refrains we see over and over and over. The city will be so destroyed that passerbys will be shocked when they see the destruction that happened. They will say, Allah sher azuas bris Hashem alekem. It's because they forsook the covenant of the Lord their God, and they bowed, they prostrated before false gods and worship them. Here he says quite a strong statement. Al tifkul ames, do not weep for the dead. Do not bewail them. They're no longer suffering, they're gone. Rather weep for those who go forth into exiles, as he will not return again and see the land of his birth. Death is the end of the journey, the sadness of for those that are living. And he continues and says, for so said Hashem concerning Shalom, the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda. We're not sure which king he was. Some people say he was Yoyachin, who inherited after Tzidkiyahu. Some people say that he was just exiled. He never became king, but he was exiled with his father, with his family. Some people say it's actually Tzidkiyahu, the son of Yoshiyahu. There's various opinions who it is. But anyways, he says, regarding Shalom, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, who reigns in the place of Yoshiyahu, his father, who departed from this place, he will not return to the place where he came from anymore. For in the place that they exiled him, there he will die. And this land he will see no more. Now, after Yoshiyahu died, Yehoahaz took over, and then Yehoyakim, and the next prophecy criticizes him. Whoa, hey! He builds his house without righteousness and his upper stories without justice, works his neighbor without pay, and does not give him his wages. Woe to one who says, I will build myself on an impressive edifice as a home and spacious upper stories, and who opens beautiful airy windows for himself, and the house is paneled with cedar wood and covered with red paint. Believe it or not, vanity existed 2,500 years ago as well. Will you continue to reign because you compete with other kings with the cedar of your palace? Didn't your father Yoshiyahu eat and drink in the manner of kings, and yet he would also perform justice and righteousness? And then it was good for him. As Tovlo, it worked out for him. What about you? He adjudicated the case of the poor and the indigent, and then it was good for him. Isn't that the kind of leadership, the knowledge of me? Isn't that what, like, the way that I want? So says Hashem. Dan din ani ve'avyon as tov halohi dat oti nu'um Hashem. However, for you, Yoyachim, ein li necha ve'libecha, your eyes and your heart are only on your monetary gain and on the blood of innocent to shed, and your exploitation and your corruption to perform. And therefore, so said Hashem to Yoyachim, son of Yeshiyahu, king of Yehuda. Ultimately, they will not lament you with the conventional formula. They will not say, woe my brother, or woe my sister. They will not lament him and say, woe Lord, or woe his majesty, which is the common way to do it. But rather, he will be buried the burial of a donkey, cast away and abandoned, dragged in the humiliating manner, and cast beyond the gates of Yerushalayim. And now he talks to all the Jewish people, the daughters of Zion. He says, go up to Lebanon, Ali HaLevanon, and cry out. And in the Bashan, which is across the Jordan Sea, raise your voice in weeping and cry out from Avarim, which is another town, as all your lovers, those who you made deals with, were destroyed. Remember, the residents of Yerushalayim tried to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar, but they found no support. Nothing helped. All the diplomacy led to nothing. I spoke to you in your former state of tranquility, and you said, Lo Eshma, I will not hear. This was the way of your youth, for you did not heed my voice ever. In other words, you've always been behaving like this. All your shepherds, your rulers, the wind will blast or break, the wind will carry away, and your lovers will go into captivity, for then you will be ashamed and humiliated due to all the wrong you did. You who dwell in the Lebanon, you who nest in the cedars. This is referring to the king's palace, which is called a house of the forest of Lebanon. What grace will there be for you when your pangs come for you, trembling like a woman in childbirth? Now, after Yoyachim died, his son Yoyachin took over. And Yirmiyahu gives him a prophecy as well and says, as I live, so said Hashem. For Kanyahu, his name was Yoyachim, but he's also known as Kanyahu, son of Yoyakim, king of Judah, would be like a permanent signet ring upon my right hand. Then even from there I would sever you. That's how angry I am. I will deliver you in the hands of the seekers of your life, people who want to kill you, and into the hands of those who you are afraid, and into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hands of the custom, the Babylonians. I will cast you and your mother who bore you into another land where you were not born, and there you will die. And to the land for which they yearn to return, there they will not return. Is this man Kanyahu a spurned, broken idol, this king? Is he an unwanted, worthless vessel? Is what people will wonder. Why have they been thrown away, he and his descendants, and cast aside from the land they did not know, even though they did not act as wickedly as his father? Eretz, 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 Shimi Dvar Hashem. Land, 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 hear the word of Hashem. So said Hashem, write and mark this man, Kanyo, or Yoyachin, as childless, a man who will not succeed in his days, as even if he will father children, no man of his descendants will succeed sitting upon the throne of David and ruling anymore in Yehuda. What a devastating prophecy, many prophecies said in this chapter 22.